Thank you, Bill. Just wrote this little novel to give you all this morning. It won't take long, I promise you. I am 490 months old. Just to clarify, I don't go by years anymore. Decided this would be easier. Go back to being a child again. So it's hard to put, it shouldn't be hard, but it's hard to put a testimony together when you've lived as long as I have, because there's so many events that occur in your life that bring you and show you that Jesus has walked with you every step of the way. And there are a whole lot of horrible events that occur in one's life. Everybody's got a story here, and everybody's got challenges, whether it's physical, emotional challenges, they're all there. And we can't escape that. That's part of the fallen world that we live in. My testimony, I think one event that was probably one of the most significant ones was, I was working at a restaurant here locally, and I had fallen into that kind of lifestyle. I had become a man that I really didn't like what I had become. I didn't like what I was doing. And I remember a friend of mine came up to me and said, I'd like to meet with you once a week at Shoney's Restaurant, which is where Virginia National Bank is on Barracks Road now. And we're going to get together and just talk about Jesus. And so here's a guy who comes into your life and begins a walk with you. And he gave me actually my first devotional book. Shortly after that, my friend here and former roommate, he and I were talking, and he said, you know, I'm going to this great new church called Trinity Presbyterian Church, and it's a great startup with new kind of worship music. They sing choruses there. This was back in the early 80s. That was brand new to churches back then. And so I decided to go and give it a shot. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. And I became a regular attender. And soon I met some other men who invited me to be in a small group. It was there that my faith began to grow, and I learned more about who my Savior was that I had not known. As I look back, the men in that small group that I was with walked with me and led me into a deeper and stronger relationship with Jesus. And it was that place where I felt free to be me, free to say who it is, what was on my heart, who I was, and not feel as though I was being judged or I was a horrible person. They loved me and loved me as Jesus would love me. So as I said earlier, I'm working at a restaurant, and I was disturbed and unhappy about who I was. And I would go back and pray in the back of that restaurant every night that Jesus would find me another job to get me out of that environment. Well, God's ways are not my ways. And there's a blessing of answered prayer that comes, but you don't always get to figure out how that works itself out. So the owner of the restaurant comes back to me shortly and says, we can no longer use your services here. Well, I had just bought a new house. So I was paying 16.5% adjustable rate mortgage interest on this new house I bought. And I got laid off, man. I got just the legs cut out from under me. And I went, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And but it was a blessing. I didn't see it. It was an absolute blessing to get me out of that environment. So I spent the next month at home praying that God would help me find another job. And I'm hanging out at the mall, Fashion Square Mall, one day, just kind of, I don't know why I was there, you know, just hanging out. And a guy came up to me, and he said, are you Joe Jenkins? And I went, yeah. And he said, well, I used to watch you play football, man. And great, you know. And he said, what are you doing now? And I said, well, kind of looking around a little bit. And he said, well, have you given the insurance business a thought? And I went, well, yeah, I'd been in it one time before. I didn't like it very much. And he said, well, that may be something for you to think about. make a long story short, they ended up hiring me as an insurance producer and paying me to start with more money than I was making at the restaurant. So the Lord had taken a bad situation and just blessed it right off the bat. So as I began my insurance career, I gave all of my business, all of my success, anything that I had to the Lord, because it's to His glory that I succeeded, because I had absolutely no confidence, no strength on my own to do anything. So the next question in my testimony came up as Tom gave me kind of the outline of a good idea for this thing, is what is Jesus doing now in my life to change me? And Trish did not know what I was going to talk about, but the songs that she picked this morning about the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit come, is about what I'm going to tell you. Jesus is introducing the Holy Spirit into my life right now. The forgotten one, I call him. The one that I seldom remembered, never prayed to, and occasionally thought about, but I never gave him much thought. Who is he? He's the one who was given to us by Jesus. John 14:16 says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, an intercessor, an advocate to be with you forever. Jesus said, I am your first helper. The Father will send you another helper. Just as you have known me as your personal helper, you will know him. And he is no mere person, for he is the Spirit of God. Well, he's been my constant companion throughout my entire life. And I'd not known him. I'd not recognized him. I'd not felt him. I'd not acknowledged him. I'd always thought that, and I remember praying in Tom's office a few years ago to receive the Holy Spirit. And I always thought to receive the Holy Spirit, you had to speak in tongues or interpret tongues. That was just a narrow-minded view of what the Holy Spirit was to me. Well, now I see that the Holy Spirit manifests himself through many different gifts that he's given all of us here. The giftings of the Holy Spirit can be in preaching, teaching, hospitality, worship. We love doing that. Friendship and service. All of these things are giftings of the Holy Spirit that we can all use. The Holy Spirit is my constant companion, and he's been with me my entire life, although I've not recognized him. And I say, so where have you been? And I hear him say, I am here resting upon you. I'm here in the midst of your misery, your filth, your ugliness, your horror, that trial you're in, these things that are as far from glory as you can think. But the Spirit of God will not let that be the last word. He is not only the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of glory. Verse 14 says, the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. At that very moment, when you're at the end of yourself, is when your Holy Spirit shows himself strong. So I came upon this story of Corrie Ten Boom as a child, and she said, Daddy, I'm afraid that I will never be strong enough to be a martyr for Christ. And her father said, Corrie, when you take a train trip from Harlem to Amsterdam, do I give you the money 3 weeks ahead of time? She says, no, you give it to me just before we get on the train. The father said, so it is with God's strength. He knows when you're going to need things. You don't need that strength today, but as soon as you're called upon for that honor of facing death for Jesus, he will supply you with the strength you need just in time. She tells her audience, I took great comfort in my father's advice because later I had to suffer for Jesus in a Nazi concentration camp. And he did indeed give me all the strength and the courage and the power that I needed to endure that. John Piper has been doing a kind of a internet devotional and read about who is the Holy Spirit, and it really spoke to me. He said, as he read about the Nazi, he was reading a book called Avenue of Spies by Alex Kershaw, and as he read about the Nazi-occupied Paris during World War II, the Gestapo would arrest anyone suspected of disloyalty to the Nazi regime. To make room for prison, they would simply march out 50 suspected collaborators and shoot them. Or they might torture you, arrested, and you can picture yourself being arrested, stripped, plunged into a tub of ice water, being held down under the water until it sucked into your lungs, repeated until you betrayed your countrymen. And I thought to myself, what would that be like to have that happen to me as a Christian? You know, if somebody decided they were going to torture you and in that way, do you have enough strength within yourself so that you would not deny Jesus? So that is the prayer that I am praying right now, although I don't want to ever experience any kind of trial of that nature, as you all can imagine. But the prayer is, Lord, show yourself strong. Holy Spirit, show yourself so strong to me that I would never deny who you are as Savior of my life. I love you guys. Thank you for letting me do worship every once in a while here, and God bless you.
Amen.